can state is that there are game changers taking place, which is why we would have acquired those two hits of illegal weapons, ammunition, entering the country through the legitimate ports of entry as well as drugs. As we know, we spend more time today dealing with the illegal ports of entry. As the Minister of National Security rightly stated, we always like to look up north to try to compare how great thou art in comparison to Trinidad and Tobago. But in Florida, over 29% of the persons in Florida are illegal immigrants, over 775,000. Cuba is over 100 miles from the shortest point to Miami, and yet still, they have thousands of them on a weekly basis get onto that mainland. With all of the Homeland Security, the radar, the Coast Guard, and all of the equipment that they have in the United States, it is difficult. We, however, we are doing a lot. The minister has spoken about the re-establishment of the Trinidad and Tobago Marine Unit. We will be involved in what is known as Tier 1. We will be doing patrols along the coast from the beach to 2 miles out. We will now complement and work alongside the Trinidad and Tobago Coast Guard, which will be more so like you look at Tier 2, from 2 to 10 miles out. And then Tier 3 can be considered the exclusive economic zone from 10 miles out to 200 miles out. That is where you need larger craft. We have been doing polygraph testing for police officers in the southwestern peninsula to ensure that police officers would be doing what is required and not actually becoming a liability in our operations. There will be very soon drones that will be provided for the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service to assist us, as the specific units will also be sent to the southwestern peninsula, inclusive of MOPS, SWAT, and other agencies, in the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service. So we are putting a massive operation to make sure we can lock down that southwestern peninsula. Having said that, all of this that we are doing, just before I conclude, Minister, I'd just like to state, it is very difficult for law enforcement or for the state to assist in border security if the main aspect to prevent this would not provide the support needed, that being the citizens of the country. There are hundreds of different illegal ports of entry. So it is very difficult, as I mentioned the example of Florida. But unless you have citizens who are willing to come forward, we have to patrol areas in Moruga, Toko, Ikakas, Mayaro, Erin, all along the southwestern peninsula, the southern peninsula, Chagaramas, all around Tobago, the north coast. But there's no such thing as a perfect crime. When these boats come in, you know, we as citizens love to pull out our phones and take photographs. How often have we seen a photograph of a vessel and you get the name of the vessel? But all of the citizens in these areas that I speak about, they go silent. Their phones, the batteries on their phone die, apparently, when these vessels enter. Not one photograph have we ever seen of a vessel with the name. Not one time have we seen, we do have rogue elements in the police service. Where is the photograph of the police vehicle that is accompanying and escorting these individuals when they land? Where are the photos and the names of the individuals who assist in aiding and abetting for the illegal entry? Because this is big business. Instead, what you will hear is when these individuals are caught or apprehended, they have gold chains from their neck going all the way down to their stomach. And then they will claim that they are fishermen with all these gold chains. I don't know if it is that they're catching goldfish. But then when they are caught, and even when they go to their funerals, you hear cries in Spanish accents and Trini accents, because these men are seen as the Robin Hoods in these communities. They are not the Robin Hoods Trinidad and Tobago. These individuals have become the catalyst towards the biggest problem we have in this country, one of the biggest, which is illegal immigration. Some of these individuals have become the catalyst towards major crime. The people claim that it is also a problem that will increase the COVID situation in this country, and also illegal immigration, where it is you could have over 120,000 out of 700,000 adults that are here illegally. That can be a major issue for crime in a country. So what I ask is, as much as the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service, we are doing all that we can, it is time that other persons step up. The same way we love to pull out our phones when there's a situation that you take your recording, let's start seeing the recordings of vessels entering. Let us start getting the names of the individuals who are involved.